Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick here, we just named the show, okay, probably about an hour ago, been going back and forth with Nugent's people, so on and so forth, and I'm not doing it. I'm not going there with them anymore. I'm tired of it. I've tried to be as cool as I could possibly be with that camp, and I'm just not going there today. So we're going to cancel that, probably for more reasons than what I'm saying right now. But again, I apologize for that. We did not mean to mislead people to come to the show to find out what's going on. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll just take it for myself here and just show you what's going on. I'd actually seen this. Nugent's Alabama concert was canceled over a public outcry, and lose this show or lose my business. And I had shared with you guys that the useful idiots over at Rolling Stone, they're all little operatives for the CIA as well. And what I wanted to do is bring Ted over here really quick as to get his thoughts concerning what took place there, because I said this is nothing but a sham they're trying to convey to the people. They want the public at large to believe that the people rose up and said, you know what, absolutely not. We don't want this transphobic here. And the bottom line, friends, is this is all deceptive. They want you to believe, again, that the people are in support of the trannies, which is completely, it's criminal conduct in this country, as well as scripturally, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, and the list goes on. So I wanted to get his take on it. What are your thoughts? What's going on there? You know what they're doing here, right? They're just trying to belittle the masses into believing that everybody's going along with this agenda, so on and so forth. So now with that, I do want to say this as well. Before setting up the show today, I said, well, do me a favor, too, and convey to Ted that I can't have any swearing on the radio show here. And so what I did is I said just that, and he came back and he said, well, I want him to go ahead and highlight the M.O. Effers concert. And it's like, you know what, dude? I'm done. I'm not going to play that game. As a matter of fact, if you want your voice heard in 159 different cities and you want to go ahead and channel through this ministry, giving the godly American message that we all need, that's fantastic. But if you want to go the other route, I'm not playing your game anymore. So I'm done. Just wanted to let you know we're not having it. If you want to go ahead and take a shot, go ahead and find someone else to do it, because I'm not doing it. All right? We're done with the Nugent camp. Let's move on here. I wanted to highlight this as well. There's a lot going on here, friends. We got, again, the conservative outlets of the day, and what they're doing, friends, is highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. And what I'm talking about right here is redvoicemedia.com just highlighted Holly Weirdo threatens to F up anybody messing with the drag queen agenda. Now, again, I want you to understand, folks, that this is the little leaven in the lump. This is the little leaven in the lump that they need to spread. They want to normalize these crimes. Oh, and I'm glad I just thought of this. Thank you, Lord. And I want to share it with you so you can understand as to what's going on in more words than I can convey, because I continuously say this is about demoralizing the people. And they want to demoralize you because they want to control you. Well, I want you to listen to what Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, and what it is that he had to say. He said, "Is it not high time for the people of this country explicitly to declare whether they will be freemen or slaves?" Okay? That's what he said. Now listen carefully as to what he said after that. "It is an important question which ought to be decided. It concerns us more than anything in this life. The salvation of our souls is interested in this event, the fight for liberty, friends. For wherever tyranny is established," said Samuel Adams, "immorality of every kind comes in like a torrent. It is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice." So again, look what they're advocating for. And again, if the American people weren't that ignorant, they would understand that they are to be the law that condemns these crimes, because there is state statute throughout the United States of America that condemns all of this activity. But here you have a little Satanist here, a little witch that wants to stand up, and I'm not going to let her say the whole thing, but you'll get the gist of it here in just a moment. I'm going to play this for you.
We love you.
And listen carefully as to what this wench has to say, because that's exactly what she is. Listen carefully.
Corner, and we've got you, and I will fuck anybody up. Like,
I will blank anybody up that messes with any of you guys. That's what she says. This is the voice of Hollywood. This is the voice of Hollywood working with corruption in government to normalize the crimes so they can normalize adult sex with children. Okay? This is grooming children, friends. And if you haven't figured this out yet, it is a major crime, and this is taking place on a massive level. And the only people that are advocating this, in any sense of the word, friends, they're trying to groom the children. That is exactly what's happening at the end of the day concerning all of these men dressing up as women. Again, read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 when you get a moment, okay? Illinois passes bill. Listen carefully. Listen to this criminal. Listen to this tyrant. You would have thought this fat boy here, this fat boy tyrant here, that hasn't quite learned yet that four of his predecessors, governors in the state of Illinois, have already gone to prison for their crimes, and yet now this guy is doing it blatantly, mask off, showing you who he's working for. And I also want you to consider, friends, this is happening in unison across the United States of America. So if you think for one moment that they're just acting on their own, you are sadly mistaken. They're all taking orders at the same time. Americans, when is it time for you to stand up and deal with these issues? For it's for you to do it, nobody else. But look at this. Illinois passes bill to defund libraries that keep sexually explicit books away from children. Away from children, friends. In other words, they're telling you, we're the ones putting it in front of children. Oh my goodness, folks, where are the lawsuits rolling in? Where is law enforcement to hold these criminals accountable for their crimes against children? Because that's exactly what this is leading up to, which, by the way, is a perfect segue into the point that I now want to make. Parents outraged after students allegedly forced a six-year-old into sex act. Trauma at its worst? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Those students wouldn't make it out of the classroom when I was in high school, friends. Not even close. It wasn't even thought of. Who's peppering these thoughts on the American people, friends? The government is. It's the government doing this. Why? Because they want to demoralize you. It is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice, said Samuel Adams. Wake up to what's going on in your country. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go to social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and check us out on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on top of that page, as well as that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. One more time, if you want to call in, please do, folks. I do want to tell you, if you're just joining us now, I was going to have Nugent on, had everything set up, and I just said, could you do me a favor, and can you just have him tone it down on his swearing, because I can't have it on my show. And then he says, be sure, he comes back and he says, be sure to highlight the end of his mother effer tour. And I thought, okay, dude, if you want to play that game, that's totally fine. Now you can answer to your dad for what you just did, because I'm not going down that road with you. So we're done with Nugent over here, friends, just for the record. We were highlighting the fact that he was being canceled by a hit piece by Rolling Stone, a CIA propaganda outlet, and they were saying it was outcry from the public that said we don't want him here. And I just wanted to convey to Ted as if to suggest that he didn't know. I don't know that or not, but I do know that this is there only to belittle the people, because they want you to believe that the one or two transgenders are the majority in those communities that got him shut down. It was probably all bought and paid for. Someone was paid to drop the hatchet. So anyways, with that said, I apologize for any inconvenience. We've already changed the name of the show. Again, just to show you that we're going to hold the principle here, I'm not playing that game, period. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the President of the United States of America. You're going to hold to the truth on the show, and if you're not going to do that, we're not going to have you. Again, if you want to call in 1-866- 866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True, that we follow the Christ here and Him alone, John 14:6. I want to get over to this really quick. You remember when I showed a piece by Sheriff Mark Lamb 3 days ago? I talked to him the following day, and we were going back and forth on what was going on the border in Arizona there. And he said, well, those 1,500 troops that were sent to the border, he said, the administration, of course, and I'm saying this, the administration, of course, sold that through the outlets that are controlled by the CIA, the mainstream media, to the people to give you the impression that somehow or another that they are there to stop the illegals from coming into the country. Well, Mark Lamb told me, he said, Bradley, he goes, that's not what they're doing at all. He said what they're doing is bringing those troops there to process them much quicker, and again, opposite of how they sell it to you, that's exactly what they're doing, which only proves the point of which we've highlighted 1,000 times on the show. Politicians, what they say to you and what they do are always two different stories, far from what our forefathers were, who understand that the office and the man are the same. They're not separated, but Americans have taken on this compartmentalized version of what politicians can be. They can be in office and then they can play the devil in their own personal lives, but that they can play righteous in front of the people. No, we don't want hypocrites, Matthew 23, verse 3. We want people that are one and the same, and they are in public as to who they are in private, because that's where real character is found, for the record. But what I wanted to highlight is this. This passed yesterday. Don't get excited about it. You've seen your government for years try to pass NAFTA to break down the borders, the southern border and the northern border. Well, that's all they're doing right now, and they're doing it right in your faces. And the way that they're doing this, friends, is they are, again, the mayors and the governors are alluring these people in. Now they're giving them license and saying that they're undocumented, and they're giving them welfare dollars, and they're paying for this, that, and the other thing on your dime. This is what your said representatives are doing, and they want you to be compassionate. See, but the fact of the matters, you need to understand that the governors and the mayors, they're not being compassionate with their money. They want you to be compassionate with your money. Do you see how that works? And that's what they're doing. And what's happening is they're pulling them in. They're alluring these people in. That's why they're so adamant about getting here. And what I want you to see is yesterday Breitbart passed a sweeping border bill to stop the invasion. I'm here to tell you that this is nothing more than to pull you back from taking any steps further in dealing with the illegal invasion going on in this country. It's there to appease you, and you can go ahead and mark my words all that you want to, and I wish that you would. Go ahead and write it down. Mark my words, friends. This is all there to appease you. It's smoke and mirrors, nothing more, nothing less. It says, the House passed a comprehensive border package Thursday, the same day the Biden administration strips border officials of one of the last tools to stem waves of illegal immigration. Well, folks, they've known this for decades. So why are they all of a sudden waiting till the last day to actually have this happen? But listen, on the other side of the messaging that we need to receive here, Border Patrol Union said, field reports from agents across the southern border verify the enormity of this tidal wave. Notice the word. Remember the vision that I had 3 years ago, friends, a tsunami. They said, tidal wave of illegal aliens coming now. Huge groups are overwhelming stations, and it's completely out of control. Massive releases beginning, and it's going to get much worse. It says, thanks, Biden. No. Hey, folks, come on. Let's get way beyond thanks, Biden. Okay, let's quit blaming Biden. Let's quit blaming Trump. Let's quit blaming Obama. Let's quit blaming the Clintons. And let's quit blaming the Rothschilds and the Gates and the Faucis of the world. Let's quit blaming the FBI and the CIA. Folks, no, it's time to take responsibility and blame ourselves for allowing Biden to be in office, for allowing Obama to be in office, for allowing Trump to be in office, and the list goes on. They are our said representatives. And we the people are responsible, and we are the rightful masters of not only the courts, but also of Congress. Okay? And it's not our job to overthrow the Constitution, but it is our job to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. That's called taking responsibility. Quit sitting back and allowing or waiting for your politicians to do what they're advocating for. When they're caught, which they've been caught 1,000 times, what do? You sit back and you listen to their excuses. What are they doing a week later? The same exact thing they just got busted doing. And why did they do it a week later? Because the people let them do it. They didn't hold justice or the law over their heads in condemning their crimes and justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay, that's what's going on here. I want you to see this, and keep in mind, many of the men are military-aged men. And don't you think for one moment that they are not being released into America to stir up domestic insurrection, because that's exactly what the government is doing right now. Okay, they want to take down the West. That's what this is all about. They're now trying to disarm you. Look what they're trying to do by advocating for this immorality, which I've already warned you about concerning the first segment. But I want you to take a look at this, going back to the border issue, and I want you to see this,
go
folks.
Back to the regular U.S. immigration law.
These are individuals that are packing on your southern borders right now, waiting to get into America. Waiting to get into America. And this is the information that the mainstream media is hiding from you again. I can go on and on and on and on concerning all of these videos, friends. Look at all of these illegals. Why are they rushing to come into America, friends? Because of what your government is alluring them to do. Look at these trails. Look what these coyotes are doing on the southern border. Look at all the clothes. By the way, 85,000 children are missing. Okay? These are from Venezuela, Honduras, Mexico. They're Chinese nationalists that are being allured into your country right now. Folks, you can't make this up. And yet, as long as the football game is on Sunday, everybody feels that everything is okay. No, they're a part of the problem, too. What is the headstone going to declare over the heads of the American people if they continuously allow this to go on? America was entertained to death. America was entertained to death. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Oh, by the way, I want to highlight this really quick, too. If you're caught in Mexico illegally, Article 123, you get 2 years in prison. You're deported and caught. If you re-enter, you'll get 10 years in prison, Article 118 of the Mexican Constitution. If you marry a foreigner to help them enter into the country, you get 5 years in prison, Article 127. But yet you have said representatives that are actually holding their hands, coaching them and leading them straight into America. As I said to Pam Altendorf yesterday, friends, when do the American people understand that we have provision to impeach and prosecute each and every one of these? Folks, why do you allow the small amount of individuals that are corrupt to destroy your whole country? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to try to cover some things that I didn't get to over the last couple days. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Congressional Budget Office says there is a significant risk of U.S. default within the first 2 weeks of next month unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. A big reason? Most pension payments for retired military and federal workers and Social Security checks go out in the first 2 weeks of June. When it comes to seeking asylum in the USA, as of today,
there's a right way to seek relief in the United States and a wrong way.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling would-be asylum seekers to follow the new policy and apply for asylum before reaching the U.S. border. Meanwhile, a lot of people who've been admitted to the USA and have hearings on their status scheduled may have to wait in overcrowded camps and shelters. A federal judge in Florida late last night temporarily blocked the release of migrants who are following the law. A hearing is set for next Friday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, I just received this from a representative in the state of Minnesota, and I'm looking at the wordage right now and the verbiage that they're using, and I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and she just literally sent it to me. And she's saying the other side of the aisle is removing language to protect children. And if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see this clearly, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or Before It's News. Again, I want you to remember, these are your said representatives that are doing this. These are all these crimes are felonies, okay? And they're doing this right in front of your face because they're trying to push all of this through right now. So the more they can demoralize you, the more that they can control you. But this is what I want you to see. It says, and you can see state statute here, 2022, sections 363A, point 20, subdivision 3, 363A, 27. They are repealed. Do you want to hear what they repealed? These are your said representatives in the state of Minnesota. This is happening in Illinois, Michigan, California. You see how they're doing this in unison? Just so you all understand that this is an alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. This is the verbiage. The physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult is not a protected class under this chapter. I'm thinking about getting a billboard out here in Minnesota. saying not only do the sodomites owe me an apology, but the professed Christians and the organizations that said that this would never happen here 15 years ago, I should put up a billboard that says I'm still waiting for my apology. And I want to see fruits of repentance. I don't care if you tell me you're sorry. I just want you to correct yourself and stand up against what's going on here. If you go to the other side of this, the GOP amendment, it says amendment removed. So it's really kind of confusing here as to what's taking place. But again, it's all zeroed in on the children. It's all zeroed in on the children. Again, house language, this is the sort of people that you're allowing to have the helm to steer your country directly into the hell that you're allowing them to create. And God said that He is known by the judgments that He executes, and those judgments will fall upon this nation if this goes through or is allowed. Okay? Again, let me say this. It says Minnesota Statute 2022, Sections 363A, 20, Subdivision 3. It says, are repealed. The physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult is not protected class under this chapter. Again, I guess what begs the question here is, where are the police in St. Paul and Minneapolis? How come they're not rounding these individuals up and arresting them for the crimes that they are advocating for? What are they doing? They're tearing down the law, is what they're doing. Right in front of your face. So they can have a free hand concerning the children. Grooming, attacking, molesting, raping. That's what this is all about. And it's what it's always been about. It's what it's always been about. No, we got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
I think that you're absolutely correct. You were right telling everyone what this was leading to. But the Bible also said we would, you know, sinful man tends to go this way. But in order to fix this, I think we need judges to call in so that we know who, if we were, I mean, we obviously have the evidence because they voted for this, these crimes. We need to know what judge we can take these people to so that we can get justice.
Well, if the law fails to serve us, we must serve as the law. And Stacy, I got a question for you with all due respect to the Word of God. So because the Bible says that the workers of iniquity, they'll do the things that they do, so we knew that this was coming. Is that what the Bible teaches us? Or does it tell us the church, the 86% that profess to be Christians in this country, are to take responsibility and obey the commandments and be the judgment upon the heads of the wicked? Through and through Isaiah 51 verse 4, and are we not called as the church to reprove the workers of darkness and hold them accountable concerning their crimes against children?
Oh, absolutely. We are. And I repent, except we need people that are in position. Obviously, we have to go the correct, lawful way first. And we need those judges that, if we were to bring said tyrant pedophiles to court.
Yeah.
Yes, we have this evidence. We need to know who these judges are that we can take them to their court and know we'll get justice.
Okay,
Washington, D.C., you're not going to get it.
Okay, so but we're seeing that in Minnesota, too. So have the police, has law enforcement been dispersed? Have they gone to the Capitol now and arrested every single one of these individuals that are advocating for these crimes? No. Okay?
Well, we need to change that.
When does we need to change that? When does that come into play, Stacy?
We do it now. We have the evidence. It's obvious they're doing
it. It's there.
Yes.
It is absolutely there. And we got
the evidence.
Yep, we do. We got.
So now we go to the sheriff. But if we take the sheriff and we arrest these people and they get off, that will give people less faith in the system, and they'll just go back to their heads in the sand. We have to have judges that we know will follow the letter of the law.
You know what scares me, and I say this again with almost a look of unbelief on my face. Look at how far they've gone. What else is there to do so that we can come to the conclusion that the people have to take this in hand lawfully? Because it is so far out of scope that I cannot, honestly, I'm not an old man, Stacy, but I have never dreamed that we'd even be having these conversations. I never thought we'd have a conversation like this a day in my life. But there's no more road to kick the can down.
Now not only
are they coming from your children, not only have they also put into bills, they call them, to steal away children. And again, understanding the state doesn't have any children, now they're coming for your guns. Why, Stacy? When you don't have any guns, then do the people move? Because if you look at countries that have been disarmed, they have nothing to enforce the law with anymore. And that's where we're at as a state.
So before we can try them for treason, and that's another thing, too. It goes back to if you have, I mean, honestly, you're right. We can't complain about the CIA because it's the Communist Chinese Party that is pulling these strings or some WEF or whoever it is. But you have to start low, and you have to pull them off and have them accountable, and then less people will, you know, sell their souls to the devil, as we see they have obviously done.
Yeah.
They must be getting ill-gotten gain to get what they want, they think they want.
Okay, so I have...
sell their country out.
Yep, I have exhausted every channel from meeting with senators to meeting with judges to meeting... And good judges are saying the same things that we are, for the record. Let me finish.
Okay,
also meeting with sheriffs. I've sat back and I've listened to sheriffs say that what they will do is whatever they legislate, I have to enforce. You don't have to tell me that, Stacy. I'm telling you what they're saying. And what I'm telling you is these people have forgotten that they swore to uphold the law. They're failing to do that. They're not listening to the law anymore. They're listening to those that can advance them up the political ladder if they sell out the people that are on their realm as to where they may be right now. And I've seen it over and over and over again. Really what needs to happen is if there's going to be divine interposition, it's going to have to come from the sheriffs. And here's the other thing. As I said to Matt Truella the other day when we had him on the show, I said, well, listen, we wouldn't need divine interposition if the people understood that they were the government and that they actually went to the Capitol and had these said representatives impeached and prosecuted. And he said, you're exactly right. So I think what's happening, Stacy, is people are still hoping for somebody else to do something. But while we're still hoping in vain for someone else to do it for us, we're being invaded right now. We're being attacked right now. And
How many people do we need to go to impeach these people?
Well, there's said to be a number of 50 of them. And the point there is you have to find the representative to do it. They almost act like they're scared to death to do that because if they do that, then they're going to stir things up. Well, you know what? The bad guys are stirring things up right now, are they not?
They are.
Amen. Amen. So, you know what, Stacey? Let's get busy here, yeah? And it's enough to just keep people awake because people are well aware of what's going on here. And for some reason or another, they have deceived themselves into believing that someone's going to take care of this. Or they're still waiting on, as I had a man tell me the other day, I'm waiting for the old man to say enough is enough. I kid you negative. This is how ignorant people have become in this country. It's for the people to stand up and obey the Lord at this time. It really, truly is, and lawfully. So and when I get off the phone here, Stacy, I can tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to get on the phone with some people, and I'm going to ask them where the articles of impeachment are now. Not tomorrow, not next
exactly.
week. Because what they'll do is they're trying to get this all pushed through before they go on break for 6 months, right? And then everybody's going to forget about it. And over the summer months, they're going to entertain them to death. And most people are going to forget about what they did. And like Pam Altendorf said... you know what? People aren't going to realize what they just passed through until it actually happens to them. And that's
where we're at. We have to bring these people to trial for crimes against children.
Amen.
This is right there. It's obvious. Anyone who votes for it is an obvious criminal.
That's right.
We have the laws to stop them.
Amen.
We just need a sheriff and a judge that will do their job.
Amen. Stacy, thanks for being tough, kiddo. I totally appreciate it.
Okay.
We got a hard break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I just had some genius type out, friends. Law enforcement cannot enforce that which is being repealed. Wait a second. It should have never been implemented in the first place because it stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution. It's nugatory. It's null and void. To suggest that the government, whose purpose is to restrain men from violating law, they have a right to advocate lawlessness, and then when they advocate that because of the ignorance of the people, well, they can go ahead and you can't stand up and be the law against their crimes because they said so. There's the problem. That is the definition of tyranny right there. They never had the right to do it in the first place. And I want to reiterate one point here for everybody, and listen carefully, friends. That Scripture doesn't even talk about a man laying or a woman laying for a child. It was unthinkable, intolerable. If you look at Genesis 18, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, there was nothing to do with children being preyed upon by adults. It was unthinkable. It was an unthinkable crime. Read Exodus 20. Folks, when you get to, I'm sorry, Exodus 22, also take time to go over and read Luke 17, too. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. That's how extreme judgment will be upon those that are spitting against heaven. And again, that includes all of the accomplices that sit back and allow them to do it. Here, I want to say one more thing to our friend, and I'm glad he's here on the show. The Constitution is the guide that government is to follow, and they are not to abandon it. Okay, not the other way around. Okay, the government does not exist to define the Constitution. The Constitution exists to define the government, and that is the outline that they have. They are not to go beyond that in any sense of the word. But this is what they're doing. Okay, it's absolutely insane what the people are allowing to take place in this country today. But I can tell you, it's going to be sparked up, and the media will be silent on it, and I'm sure it's probably already happened. They're going to offend the wrong parents. And if you haven't been offended by this at all, I would ask where the love in your heart is that God has shed abroad in your heart. Romans 5:5, concerning your brothers and your sisters. Listen, I got the Declaration of Independence in front of me right now. I want you to listen to this carefully. Our forefathers told us prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, I don't know why, while evils are sufferable, I don't know why, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. This was the whole reason our forefathers said no to the king across the pond. Okay? And yet the people did everything in their power to offer the olive branches, peace offerings, and the king got to the point where he was so brazen and hardened, he ignored them. That was the blessing of God, by the way. He did the same thing with Pharaoh and Moses. The judgments fell on them, not on our forefathers who believed the Lord. So it is for the American people to now deal with your said representatives, because that is the last resort. They've already crossed the lines, friends. They've already crossed the lines of no return. We've heard from representatives that are saying that the media, the mainstream media, is being silent concerning the things that they're passing through. You heard Pam Altendorf just say the other day, some of these things are being thrown in there, and she said, I can tell you right now, it's not coming from either side of the aisle. Do you understand that they're controlled, friends? And the whole illusion is this is the left doing, and this is the left doing, and look at the right's exposing. Folks, if you're warring against each other, you're warring against the wrong people. I just want to say it again. Steve, Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, this has been a problem for years, you know. I used to argue, you know, the Republicans sit there and allow children to be murdered before they've been born, and they keep campaigning on it. And I'm like, you know, that's like having a voter being a starving man, and all you do is argue that he needs food, and you talk about how much food he needs and how where he should buy it and all this stuff, and you never get to the thing. He starves to death before you get to the point where maybe you got to plant a garden because the politicians ain't going to deliver anything to you. You know, and that's what it's been. The Republican Party keep losing because turnout's horrible because they never deliver on nothing. All they do is complain. And now, why wouldn't they violate the children after they're born if they kill them before they're born? I mean, should we be surprised? But yet they won't enforce the law. Because constitutionally, you can't kill anybody. I mean, it doesn't specify their age. You know, preborn, postborn, and they can't do this to children. They're too young to consent, so they have to be protected. They can't consent to give up their rights, so you just got to let them have their rights by protecting them from predators. What the predators are trying to say is, they're old enough to consent. Well, they can't. They don't have. It's an unfair advantage. The people that want to violate them, you know, of course, an adult's going to be able to manipulate them. That's why you don't allow them to do it. It's an unfair advantage. The Constitution protects them, plain and simple. You wouldn't be able to go and get them to trick them into selling themselves into slavery. You wouldn't be able to trick them into indebting themselves to $3 billion that they have to pay you once they're an adult. None of these things. They can't. It's all lawless, and we need them to actually enforce.
Yeah.
You know, if the Republicans can't enforce something this blatantly obvious, all they're proving is that politically the country's done.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give it.
No,
yeah. Let me bring about a resolve here. I talked to an attorney yesterday in Virginia, and they were talking, because I was talking to him about the red flag laws and how it's unconstitutional here. And he had told me what happened is when they tried this in Virginia, 45,000 armed citizens showed up to the Capitol. Did you hear me, folks? 45,000 armed citizens showed up to the Capitol, and of course they put the kibosh. They said, now you're touching red. You're done. You're not going here. The people stood up, and they put a stop to it. That is, to me, Steve, that's not enough. That's not enough. It was the fact that they were willing to do it in the first place, which shows you their intent. And it's interesting that Capitol, I'm sure, was armed to the hilt. By the way, if you look at Michigan, they're doing it there right now. They're creating red flag laws, and then what they're doing is they're arming themselves to fortify themselves against the people that they serve. Now, this is the very definition of what our forefathers warned us of. So I believe that the answer really falls to the American people in saying we're going to take things lawfully in hand and we're going to give the message that you're not doing this anymore. And the American people as a whole need to get off the sidelines and quit allowing the one and the two working for the said cabal to go ahead and destroy the rest of us and making a prey of us before foreign enemies. By the way, they're the ones alluring foreigners to this country. I highlighted that earlier. We got John calling in from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, John?
Hello, Bradley. I must say, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I totally understand from your point of view, you know, what happened with the show earlier, and, you know, hey,
yep.
That's just what must be done. But I do
have to say this, John, and just to answer that, I don't think that he expected that anybody would do that. And I've never been starstruck. I'm not that guy. But if you want to disrespect who I am and the message that I deliver, then that's fine. We don't need to have you here. But when you want to turn around and blatantly spit in my face what I just asked you not to do, no, I'm not going there, dude. And I'm probably the first one that's ever done it. And once people get to the point where they're sick and tired of playing games with these people, you know what? He's probably going to get to the point where no one's going to have him on the radio show if he doesn't knock it off and grow up. And I'm not even saying he did it, but it was the person that set it up, and I'm just not going to have anything to do with it. So all yours, John.
Amen, brother. The reason why I called is I've been doing just exactly what you just pointed out. You know, it's time for the American people to take this in their own hands. If you read your Constitution, your Declaration of Independence, and your Bill of Rights, you know it says there clearly, it is your duty. And so I know that it is my duty to hold these people accountable, and so I go to the last line of defense, which my sheriff, and I've been calling the CSPOA every day because I want to know where the indictments and the arrests are coming, because if they don't do it, they better get out of the way, because I'm going to step in and do it on my own.
Yep, and do that. And John, when you do that, just make sure you've got the right people around you. Do everything in the light, because what
absolutely
they'll try to do is they'll try to incriminate you. They'll try to say you intended to do this. That's why Jesus did everything in the light. Stay in the light. Make everybody
absolutely
aware of what you are, who you are, what it is that you are, and the history of who you are, so they cannot throw something on you that's not you. You get the last word, my friend.
I promise I won't show up and get you at 3 a.m. like you guys like to do.
Say it again.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Anybody get that? 3 a.m. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.